the Purpose Driven Mother Podcast, show number 11. What's going on, Radiant Mothers? I am Alicia Askew, host of the Purpose Driven Mothers Podcast, where mothers are having the conversation not about trying to be the perfect mother, but embracing the woman who they are. Hear from the most courageous and inspiring mothers who share their story on how they went beyond the apron, discovered their purpose, and are achieving their greatest desires. Peeling off the layers of their most vulnerable moments and lessons learned, these mothers have found the drive that they need to help them thrive on their purpose-driven journey. So stay tuned and learn how you can become that purpose-driven mother. All right, Radiant Mothers. So I have finally made it over the hump of 10 episodes of the Purpose Driven Mother. And I am just so excited because over these past 10 weeks, I have really become to know and love phenomenal women who have just helped me on my purpose driven journey to really grow and help to make this journey a much smoother and easier process for me. I did not just wake up one day and think to myself, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to be a purpose-driven mother today. No, it did not happen that way. There is actually a lot that goes into the story of who I am today and what I am doing today. And that is why I feel like right now is the perfect time to share my story, to introduce you guys to the woman who is behind all of the posts on Facebook and Twitter, to the lady behind the voice on this podcast that comes out every single Thursday. My name is Alicia Askew, and I am the purpose-driven mother. As I lay on my bed, looking up at the ceiling, in pure darkness. It's pitch black and I do not see a thing. But I feel the pressures of the world just caving in on me. Like the walls are coming closer and closer, slowly to squeeze me and trap me in a world that I never imagined my life would be like. I feel constricted and a shortness of breath. I could not breathe, and I did not know how much more I could honestly bear. I felt like I have been forsaken, like God has given up on me. And because I could not see the light, I started to give up on myself. What happened to being that mom who was so in love with her child, who wanted to spend every second of every day holding her baby and just looking deep into his eyes? What happened to the job, that career path that was supposed to guarantee me making at least $40,000 after my bachelor's degree or $60,000 after my master's? Rewarding me for the hard work that I had put in and releasing me from the debt that I had collected. And what happened to living happily ever after? Living that American dream with your beautiful family, two-parent household, two children, your dog, your big house, and the white picket fence in front of your yard. I became a high achiever in life because they told me that if I did A, B, C and followed it all the way to X, Y, and Z, this is how your life is supposed to turn out. But in reality, my life was far from that. And to be quite honest with you, I did not even recognize my life. And the person that I have become was completely unrecognizable. I would always think to myself, if only I had taken this path. Or what if I had made this decision? How would my life have turned out? How would my life be different than the reality that I am living today? But I can honestly tell you that if you keep pondering on the past and if you keep trying to analyze what footsteps, your footsteps that you have taken to get to a certain path, you are going to pull your mind into so many different directions that you'll land yourself into a crazy house. So starting today, I want you to no longer ponder on your past to wonder how your life would be different, but use your past to propel you and push you forward so that you can live that vibrant and passionate life that you truly desire and walk purposefully into your golden life. Isn't it amazing that when we were young children, there was no limitation on our fears? There was no limitation on what we could do. We had little to no fears. We thought that we could do anything, and we believed that we could be anything that we imagined. I remember when I was a little girl, I had the biggest dream of becoming an actress. I'm not sure if you watched this show or if you even remember the show called Gullah Gullah Island. But every day on Nick Jr., I would watch in admiration because the little girl who was on Gullah Gullah Island singing and dancing and prancing around on that show was the same girl who was in my elementary grade class. And she was that same girl that I had built a close relationship with in grade school, and I considered her my best friend growing up. I was in a completely different country when I had seen the show Gullah Gullah Island and my best friend on TV. And that is when I had my very first real dream. And I could envision life at that very moment, right before my eyes. I looked into so many different avenues of trying to become a young star, whether it was casting calls, auditions, school plays, and more. And if you ever had a teacher who wanted you to act out anything in class, well, I was that girl who would raise her hand, be the first one with her hand raised, because I just absolutely loved acting, and being in the skit in front of the class was just like the dream come true for me. Like I was getting closer and closer to that dream. But to many people, that's all that it was. It was just a dream, and they wanted me to snap out of it. You can't make any money being an actress. It costs a lot of money to start acting. Where are you going to get the money from? There are so many people competing to be an actress. How are they going to choose you, one person out of a million people? In order to be an actress, you have to live in a certain city, and you obviously don't live there. In order to make a living, you need education and a good job. And acting does not fall anywhere on that spectrum. It was blow after blow. People putting me down, people downplaying my dream, people not believing in my ability to be different, to have a unique ability to stand out from the crowd and be the star that I believe that I could be. And after that, the torment, the shame, I really didn't dream anymore. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was my senior year in high school. And that's when it seemed like everyone wanted to get serious about life and wanted to start talking about what kind of career they're going to have, what they're going to do after school. And I had absolutely no idea because I stopped dreaming. I just went with the flow of life. I started living life to please people. And the biggest thing was that I lost a sense of myself, of my beliefs, my values, my dreams, my desires, my goals, my ambition. It seems like I lost everything when I stopped dreaming. So I had two options. The first one was to go to the military, and the second one was to go to college and get my bachelor's degree. Because, of course, according to society, those were the only two ways to make it in this world. By choosing one of those two options, that would be the gateway to living the American dream. So I received my bachelor's in criminal justice because I was definitely a strong advocate for justice and equality. But it just so happened that when I graduated in 2008, my luck just so happened to run out. I definitely thought that I was about to land that good job making $40,000 plus a year with good health benefits. I wanted to be a crime scene investigator with my little black heels on and a cute little gun on my waist. But it just so happens that's when the economy crashed. And that's when I seen my dreams crash right in front of my eyes again. So I took the first job that I could get because the bills were not stopping and Sally Mae was calling my phone. So I had a job as an administrative assistant working for a private company where it felt like heaven and hell at the same time. At this company, that is where I got the reality check. That is where my eyes were open to wealth, passive income, residual income, entrepreneurship, being your own boss, personal development, networking, hustling, and ultimately freedom. I was exposed that there was another world out there that I had been sheltered from and I did not know about until I stepped foot into this company. But the politics, the backstabbing, the discrimination, the inequality, and the save it for your mama drama was hotter than the flames at the pit of the earth. I was in tears, frustrated with my life. I knew that there was this fire that was inside of me. The fire that I felt when I was a little girl, even if it may not have been acting, but I knew that there was something within me that I had to get out. But the path that I was on and the path that I was headed down was not doing anything but destroying my life and destroying me as a person. I quickly had to escape. So I went back to school to get my master's degree, thinking that this time around it would be different. I would come out claiming victory over my hard work, the high achiever effort that I have been putting in for schooling and networking and sacrifices, studying late nights, writing 40-page papers. I knew that this time would be my time to shine. So I decided to get my master's in public administration. And I had the grandest dream ever. I wanted to be a top FBI CIA agent who helped combat terrorists and saved the world. That was my dream. That is what I wanted to do. I just wanted to make a huge difference, a major impact in the world. And I was very blessed to have been selected for an internship program for a top secret position in the Middle East, working for the Department of State. I just knew that I was one step closer to my dreams. But when I had arrived to Bahrain, I received two epiphanies. The first one was that my life was going to change in less than 9 months. And the second epiphany was that I had a fire within me that was so great that no matter how big the dream that I had for myself was, if it did not have anything to do with the fire that was in me, I was going to be completely miserable the rest of my life. I absolutely loved being over in the Middle East. But when I got back to North Carolina, I did not want anything to stop me or anything to slow me down. I had a certain vision for my life. It didn't have to be picture perfect, but I had a plan where I wanted to be financially independent, working in a superior position before I even thought about bringing a child into this world, before I even thought about starting a family. And most importantly to me, I could not bear the thought of having a child out of wedlock, one of my values, was to be married and then have a family. I was literally shaking with my keys in my hand, standing at the door with my appointment already made. I had my mind made up that my future could only work out if I didn't have any other distractions around me. And that is why I am so thankful for Michael, my husband, because he helped me to realize that I was going to be a phenomenal mother no matter what. No matter the circumstance or the situation that we brought this child into. And that I was still going to achieve my biggest dreams and beat the odds by not becoming another statistic of falling into the trap of motherhood and just being complacent. And from that very conversation, I instantly switched over into the mother mind and became the best mother that I could possibly be, carrying that child within me. All I wanted to do was just love on that child and raise him in a happy and loving environment. From eating healthy to working out and staying fit and having an all-natural childbirth, the moment that my son had came out and into my arms, I was happy, but I was not overfilled with joy like I should have been. I looked at that little baby that I was holding in my arms, and we had a stare down. It was this precious little guy against my dreams. What was it going to be? One of the main reasons why I was so hesitant to have a child was because when growing up as a military child, the mother was the nurturer and who was the one that took care of the family. She was the one that made sure that everything ran smoothly for each person in the family. And she was the one that had to adjust her life based on the new location that we moved to. And even for the mothers that I knew that were not military wives, it seemed like they just settled in life. Like there was little ambition or passion to go after what they wanted, but everything revolved around everyone else. And they just followed along with it. But after my son was born, it did not take long for me to fall back into the nurturer role that I was and take care of my family, adjust my life, my goals, my dreams based on everything else and everyone else around me, and just settle because I felt obligated. I felt obligated to the lifestyle, the stigma of the apron that came along with motherhood. My life, as I knew it, became consumed by cooking, cleaning, running errands, going to work, coming home, and doing it all over again. I was trying to be the perfect mom. I was trying to be the perfect wife. I was trying to be the perfect employee and trying to be perfect at every other role that I had to do. There were many times where I thought to myself that I was not cut out to be a mother. I did not feel like I had what it took to keep up with the pace of life and how everything was moving so quickly. And as I looked around at all the other mothers, everyone seemed like they were so happy and had everything put together. And I was up here just struggling, trying to get by. And I'm not sure who cried more, me or the baby, because being a mother was hard as crap. My mother made it look so easy, like everything just fell into place for her. But for me, it was a complete struggle. And moving all the way to Arkansas, about 18 hours away from our closest family member or friend, did not make things any easier. We only stayed in Arkansas for a year, but during that year, I have met some amazing mothers who have helped me to regain my sanity and just helped me to learn how to be a loving and caring mother for my son, and helped me to put a smile back on my face. So I definitely do want to thank Misty, Pam, and Christina, and all of their lovely children for just helping me to get my groove back and being that phenomenal support network that was just always there. I just want to thank you so much for making it a smooth and simple transition for us in Arkansas. But for some reason, our hearts could not settle in Arkansas. So we moved back to North Carolina and we chose Charlotte, a thriving city to move to, because it would allow us to be closer to family. And then it would also allow us to dive into the curiosity, the intuitive nature that was pulling us in a certain direction in our life. I tried to play it safe by obtaining another job as soon as I landed back in North Carolina. I was working for a company, working 55 hours plus a week. When I would leave for work, my son would be sleeping. And when I would come home from work, my son would be sleeping. So I did not get a chance to see my family or spend time with my son. Even though I was making money and able to pay majority of my bills, my strengths were not being maximized. My intrinsic ability was not being challenged. I was not being rewarded for the hard work and effort that I was putting in daily, clocking in and out of a time clock, answering yes and no to a manager who seemed like he can barely keep his head on straight, and putting a smile on every day, knowing that I was aching on the inside. There was so much pain and frustration that was building up within me because it felt like I was being restricted and limited to a small capacity that was not able to contain the fire and the passion and the hunger that was within me. It was so draining to fake my happiness each and every day. It was so sickening the night before I had to wake up the next morning to go to work and drive in misery, complete misery, because I did not feel like I had any other option. I was working hard as crap and still not able to treat myself out, to go out on a date with my husband, to take myself to the spa and reward myself for my hard work and hard efforts, to rejuvenate my mind and to release all of the toxic energy that was within me. I was just keeping everything inside of me because I did not have an outlet that was a true outlet, a true escape from my reality. Many women use shopping as their outlet, but I couldn't even enjoy that. I tried working out. I tried going on nature walks, but I needed something more. I needed a drastic change, because when you get to the point, when you are thinking to yourself, how many times will my car have to flip in order to take me out of this world? That is when you know enough is enough. And when I came to the point where I knew that my environment was causing me to become a person who I did not even know anymore, to live a life that I could not even imagine living in, I just became high strung and felt like I was having a nervous breakdown every day because I knew something had to change, but I didn't know how to change it. I knew going to another job was not the answer. I knew punching in and out of somebody else's time clock was not the answer. I knew saying yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, yes, sir, and no, sir, to someone else all day long was not the answer. I did not have the answer.
I had no clue on what I was going to do. And with me being a high achiever, liking to have all of my ducks in a row, liking to know the answer before I make the decision, I couldn't take it anymore. And I knew it was my time to jump. I put my 2 weeks notice in, and I did not have the answer. 2 days after separating with that company, my, at the time, fiance and I went over to the Justice of Peace with our son to make it official and to tie the knot. It took a lot for me to agree to being married at the Justice of the Peace because I am a simple girl and all I wanted was a simple wedding. And I have put off being married for 5+ years because life never lined up to where we were able to have just a simple wedding. And I do not ask for much at all. So for me to not even have a simple wedding, it really weighed down on me. Because I knew that going to the courthouse, once you tie the knot there, you might as well just throw the wedding out the window. You're married now, so there's no big whoop-de-doo, right? So your wedding night is supposed to be the happiest night of your life. But for me, it was the worst. The clerk looked at me and said, "All we need is $20 and you guys will be married." I did not even have a dollar in my account. When I heard the clerk say those words, I stormed out of the room and I yelled, "I just want to jump off of an effing cliff." But you see, this goes beyond so much more than me just not liking my job. It goes beyond me not wanting to answer and bow down to a manager. It goes beyond me having little tolerance for office politics, barely making it in life, scraping pennies just to get by. My whole life, I have been pretty much the perfect example of someone that was trying to do everything right from A to Z, dotting every single I and crossing every single T, because they said, "This is what you have to do in order to be successful. This is what you have to do in order to have the American dream. This is what you need to do in order to make it in life." Being the high achiever that I was, trying to be perfect so that I could have the perfect life, I allowed my outside circumstances to control the life that I was living. I did not make time for my own self to discover who I was, to follow the pull that was on my heart, to go after the intuition, the gut feelings that I had within me all along, because I was answering to everyone else's opinion of what life should be. And instead of accepting this awareness, I was furious. I was angry with God. I was angry with my parents. I was annoyed and irritated with my husband, and I was livid with my child. That is when I realized it was either do or die. Was I going to continue living in that toxic state that was mentally draining me and deteriorating my health and causing my mind to completely be corrupted of anger, hatred, and suicidal thoughts? Or was I going to once and for all go after what my heart truly desired, where my heart has been leading me and pulling me the whole time? When I tell you that I prayed like I never prayed before, meditated like I never meditated before, and soul searched like I never soul searched before, I wanted answers. I had to have an answer because I was completely lost and I had no clue on which direction to go. And one day it just came to me. All the pieces of the puzzle, all the pieces of my past started to come together. I knew that I was passionate about helping women to discover their worth and to use their voice. I knew that everyone always came to me when they needed to be lifted up, when they wanted positive and inspirational messages. People would rely on me to give them an uplifting word. And lastly, I knew that I did not want any other mother to suffer in pain and silence and go through the life, the misery that I have been through, of knowing that you want more, knowing that you deserve more, but feeling stuck and hopeless and helpless because the opinions of anyone that she would ask is going to be complete opposite of what her heart is saying. Because the path that she feels is right looks like no other path that she has taken before. Because she feels like she is almost at her wit's end, close to her breaking point, and she does not know how much more she can bear. I was that girl. But I made the firm decision that my life is in my hands. And by God's will, I had a designed purpose that was placed on my life that no other job can help me to fulfill. But it was something that was within me that I had to go after and manifest the life that was meant for me. And that is exactly why you are listening to this podcast today. Because you know that there is a fire within you, a design purpose that is placed on your life. Yes, that feeling within you is real. And the beauty of it is, as soon as you make that decision, your world is going to change. And you are going to notice how things are going to align and fall in place for you. Anything that a person does not understand, they are going to criticize you for it. It is easier for people to be closed-minded and ignorant of the endless possibilities that lie in the unknown realm of manifesting your purpose. Look inside of yourself and see that there is a better way to the passionate and vibrant life that you truly desire. The answers are there. You just have to look and listen. You are a handcrafted masterpiece with unique and special gifts, talents, passions, and purpose that when ignited, your light will radiate around the world. I could not imagine my life without my son. I could not even imagine where I would be today if I had continued on the path that I was on, working day in and day out, unfulfilled and unsatisfied. Everyone used to talk about how the golden years was the prime of your life. Because that's when you are retired and you finally get to let your hair down and have a blast. But your golden years do not exist anymore. Retirement almost does not exist anymore. We have more people than ever working at least until they're in their 90s. But your golden life can start today. And there are four keys to manifesting your golden life. The first one is to believe that you were uniquely made with a designed purpose. Belief is the pivotal aspect that anchors you down to what you envision. What you believe are the roots to your dreams. And once you believe in yourself, you will be amazed at the direction that your life will begin to turn. Secondly, invest in yourself. And I cannot say how important this is, especially as mothers, because we are so quick to put ourselves on the back burner that everyone else's life comes before ours and we forget to take care of ourselves. So invest in yourself. Get a mentor or a coach that will help guide you along the process. Take the time to really dig down and dig deep into what your heart desires. Exclude everyone else's opinion. Get selfish and think about yourself for once, because you deserve the happiness that you desire. And take the time out of the day to love on yourself, because it is your energy that ultimately feeds into the energy of the family. Number three, craft your passion. Your passion is that fire that's within you. It is what drives your curiosity and causes your emotions to flare. Your passion is what stems from the heart and is what will keep you going, keep you fighting, keep you yearning for more, because it is what you absolutely love to do. And lastly, number four, excel the potential within you. Life is an adventure. It is meant to be explored and sometimes do some spontaneous things. But excelling your potential starts with knowing your worth. And once you know your worth and understand the assets that make you a phenomenal woman, you will be open to accepting and seeking new challenges, because you know that you have a unique value to add to the world that no one else can do like you do. Our greatest victory is overcoming our biggest fear and becoming who God declares you to be. All of our suffering in life comes from saying that we want one thing, but doing another. And that is how I lived my life for over 20 years. Knowing that there was a pull on my life, but I was going in the opposite direction because I was too afraid to answer to that pull. I didn't know where that pull was going to lead me. But finally, I realized that what you give power to is what will have power over you. Life begins when you discover your design purpose and courageously achieve the greatest desires within you. Have you started living? If you are ready to discover the purpose within you and walk purposefully into your golden life, I would be honored to work with you and discuss your purpose-driven journey over a complimentary strategy session. The best way to contact me is by shooting me an email to AlishaAskew@outlook.com. That is AlishaAskew@outlook.com. When I made the decision to follow my heart and to go after that passion and that purpose that was within me, I rediscovered myself. I pulled off so many layers and took off so many masks that I have been hiding behind for so many years, trying to be what other people wanted me to be or doing everything that everyone else wanted me to do. But this time, it was my choice and my life. I gained a new confidence. Honestly, I was being fake for so many years that I literally lost who I was. I did not know who I was or what I was supposed to do. I felt like a stranger in a strange world. But my purpose, it gave me clarity, and it helped me to redefine my values and my interests and what life meant to me. And now, instead of trying to fit in with everyone around me, I am my true and authentic self, and I am able to show up, be present, and give of myself completely. And if someone in that room does not like it, then so be it. But all I know is I cannot try to please and impress everyone. That was the old Alicia. It was hard for me to break down that wall of knowing that everyone is not going to like me because I wanted everyone to love me. But now I am so much happier and feel so much freer that I have made the decision to just be me.